A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the festivals of the Lord which you shall celebrate at their proper time with the sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. On each of the 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. Then on the 7th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work." The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, 'When you come into the land which I am giving you and reap your harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. You shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, that it may be acceptable for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall do this. Beginning with the day after the Sabbath, the day on which you bring the wave offering sheaf, you shall count 7 full weeks. Then on the day after the 7th week, the 50th day, you shall present the new cereal offering to the Lord. The 10th of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement, when you shall hold a sacred assembly and mortify yourselves and offer an oblation to the Lord. The 15th day of the 7th month is the Lord's Feast of Booths, which shall continue for 7 days. On the 1st day there shall be a sacred assembly, and you shall do no sort of work. For 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord, and on the eighth day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord. On that solemn closing, you shall do no sort of work. These, therefore, are the festivals of the Lord, on which you shall proclaim a sacred assembly, and offer an oblation to the Lord, burnt offerings and cereal offerings, sacrifices and libations, as prescribed for each day." The word of the Lord. Sing with joy to God our help. Sing with joy to God our help. Take up a melody, a soundless timbrel, the pleasant harp and the lyre. Blow the trumpet at the new moon and at the full moon on a solemn feast. Sing with joy to God our help. For it is a statute in Israel, an ordinance to the God of Jacob. Who shall make it a decree for Joseph when he came forth from the land of Egypt? Sing with joy to God our help. There shall be no strange god among you, nor shall there you worship an alien god. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. Sing with joy to God our help. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. And they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother Mary and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did he get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. And so now we see how they took offense of Jesus, and we've talked about this a million times. But because they took offense, you cannot take offense and be a person of faith at the same time. Huh? So here they're taking offense at God in Jesus Christ. So he could not perform any miracles there. And so, too, when we are awful and we're offended by everything, we're always trying to look about what's good, what's bad in the church. Is this one of God? Is this orthodox? Is this not orthodox? No miracles will happen in your life because you're too busy looking at everything else to be offended by instead of looking at God and have faith in to have miracles performed in our lives. So again, the question we got to do, and this is the feast of St. John Vianney, who said that this is the glorious duty of man that we pray and that we love, not that we take offense. So we got to be people who pray and love, and there's where we're going to build up our faith. And when we have faith, then we have miracles happening in our life. So let's not take offense. Let's be people of faith. who pray and love and have miracles in our lives. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. And stand and pray.